I mean, the berm is 13 feet. The concourse on top of the berm is 13 feet higher than the field level. When we lowered the field, the berm came down with that.
But why? Can't you just leave it?
The main reason was for geotechnical, for the soil conditions that we had to deal with on the landfill. To put that much dirt on the berm was causing long-term issues.
Additional pressure.
In differential settlement. And so by lowering it, we don't have to put as much dirt on the berm.
So
and
how much dirt is left below the above the cap?
On this? Be at least the 2 foot minimum.
2 foot minimum?
2 foot minimum clay cap above that. The DNR has reviewed and approved the modification plan we needed to change the heights of the stadium. So the DNR is blessed off on that piece already.
Okay. So none of this infrastructure pierces that cap?
No. I hesitated for a second because we are moving garbage to do this, but we're moving, I mean, that's been a big part of the entire project.
And that's been authorized?
Correct. And it's all being supervised by our environmental engineers and documented. And the DNR has been on site at least once a month since we started this project. That all that has been approved and is continuing as planned.
I see a lot of gray on that. So is that actually like a concrete surface?
Yeah.
Because initially I was a huge fan of the idea of cargo containers, because if you had differential settling, all you got to do is, you know, jack up one corner or something, and so you could always keep it level so it doesn't look like it's, you know, decrepit areas. So but if you're putting them on a concrete pad and you get differential settling, that just... Are you going to re-pour a whole section of patio, or how does that work?
The building, the three or the four main buildings that would have foundations, which you can't see the.
So you had foundations under the cargo containers?
Not under the cargo containers, no, but just the main buildings that they designed.
Okay.
The press box, the bathrooms, and the locker room. Those have a real foundation underneath them designed to handle the landfill. The other areas would be more on... Just sitting on slabs, yeah, the one-story containers.
So he was alluding to that all the gray, is that all crushed stone then?
It's all hard surface. It's either concrete or asphalt or brick pavers. But what you're seeing here...
All the way around the whole stadium?
Correct. The intent most likely now is that the upper concourse, you know, around these three sides would all be concrete. And then the lower concourse, which would be at parking lot grade, and where you come in would be asphalt. And you can barely see it on here, but there's an asphalt road that you could drive up to the upper concourse and come back down on the other side. One for access for maintenance for emergency vehicles, as well as if they end up with a food truck or something of that nature that needs to get on top of the concourse.
Was that required by the DNR to create a... solid surface over this?
Well, not necessarily. You need the clay cap, and it could either be grass on top of that or impervious surface. There are some options once you have the soil cap that they required.
Sigma made comments on, will you see any differential settlement at all in that area? Because I can just imagine a lot of big concrete patio, and over 10 years it's going to look like a quilt laying on an unmade bed.
There is some differential settlement that's expected on this end, but we, you know, with the concrete being one of the least expensive, easily replaceable, you know, if we put it up into squares, if something does settle differential, you can cut out a section and redo it. That has been contemplated through this. Personally, I think it's easier to cut and fix a section of concrete than asphalt. You just cut out a square that where the control joints were and re-pour it is necessary. And we're talking total...
Can you argue with him?
No.
We're talking total differential settlement of an inch or two, I mean, is what's expected over the long term with the stadium, which is much more than a normal building, but it still isn't...
Well, sidewalk quarter inch is more than a quarter inch is a tripping hazard.
Yeah. As far as then walking through the rest of it, you've got, the press box in the back, the bathrooms, the locker room, bathroom over here. The bathroom portion of the locker room is public accessible. So if you're at the stadium, the three places to use the restroom would be behind first base and third base, or out in the outfield, is how that design went. You want to walk through the other ones?
Just one more question, Mayor. You're showing these berms, but there's no landscaping on these berms, but there will be.
Yes, correct. Yeah, Alex is at what he's doing with the Trito Group was doing the architecture for the buildings. So his plans are basically limited to the buildings themselves. You have not seen the revised landscape plan for the whole development, which will include the stadium as well as the pedestrian amenities and those type of things. And we've about got it complete, and we're looking that next month we should be able to get that back into the city for starting to review that. So the green spaces that you're only showing where there is, it'll be landscaped or grass or something in that nature. So this is really just showing you a visual of what's hard surface versus landscape. But it is not the detailed landscape, and we're not asking for approval of any detailed landscape this evening. We'll do that all together, development-wide, for the entire district.
For the neighbor's benefit, the existing roundabout is right over here with the street coming here, and then Old Crystal Ridge Drive is about there.
Yeah, if you drive in between Crystal Ridge Drive now and you come up the main entrance where the roundabout is, the north side of Crystal Ridge Drive, that berm through this section right here is built. And it's about a foot lower than it will be, but most of that berm is already there and done. This end isn't built yet, and there's a little gap in the berm here, but this main section of berm is there. So if you've been up there lately, that's, like I say, it's a foot lower from where it will be eventually, but it's pretty close. All right, I keep it.
Finish it up. Yeah.
So what you're seeing is the press box concession underneath, and then the press section is in the middle with suites on either end. There's a roll-up door in the center here, so you can open this completely up. You can rent this suite out individually or combine it with the deck to the left of it. A combination of four different separate VIP areas if you needed it for about 100 people. This is the stacking of containers that will serve as the gate into the beer garden. This two back-to-back containers will be the kitchen. The service will be on the other side of it, the beer garden side. On top of this, we'll have decks where people can gather. They have different views of the field from there. They'll be able to pass through this container over to another container that's adjacent to the field. So they'll have a direct view of the field from this container.
How do you propose handling venting for the kitchen?
We will have a section of this decked area that would be for venting. We're still in the process of detailing these containers.
Alderman Morrow, give it the motion.
Mr. Deagle, is this the one that only had one mode of access up and down?
Yep. So there will only be one way on the end on the left to get in and out.
Why we can't do two? So
we saw that suggestion. It makes perfect sense to have another point of egress on that onto the party deck on the other side. So you'd have two points to get in and out of that area. That was a great idea.
Right, we'll have one here and then one on this end. So we've added two. Yeah. And again, the whole aesthetic.
In these concession stands, are you envisioning hot food, and are you putting? I remember in previous conversations there weren't going to be any fryers or anything like that. Is that concept changed?
So we don't have a hood in these containers. We are not cooking any food in these containers. All we're doing is we're chilling beer here and they're doing prep. All of the cooking will be on the other side of this container. We're going to have an outdoor like charcoal grill. They're just going to make brats and burgers, things like that.
Okay. The main kitchen underneath the press box, that'll be a full kitchen with a hood and everything else in it for all the food prep, and it would get prepped there, then distributed around through the stadium as necessary.
Okay.
And the whole aesthetic of this ties back in with the name of the team, the Milkmen. The idea that it's black and white, it's 1920s, it's industrial, but it's a new twist on that. So that's what we're doing. We're taking industrial materials. The black and the white aesthetic, and then we're highlighting it in certain areas with wood or color. This is a plan view of the beer garden. So this is the entry. You enter this direction. You have the option to take a hard right and go immediately up this walkway. It would take you behind the press box to your seating, or you can continue to the left and then go under the beer garden gate, which will be a private wristbanded area where you'd have multiple levels of seating that would have views down to the field. And then what you're seeing here is a deck above the containers back-to-back, the container that serves as a bridge, and a gate over to here, and then another. This is that deck that's adjacent to the field. The additional stairway would be located right there. So we have one stairway here. So the way this would work is you come up the stairs, you're up here, you come across, and then you're able to walk down right there. This is a view of the backside of the press box. We're showing the idea that we'd have signage potentially here. It's a good location. It's up high. It's visible from the whole complex. But this is that concession building, restroom building on either side, and then beer garden to the left, and locker rooms way out in that direction. This is the view that you would have from the exterior deck of the press box. Beer gardens out there in that direction. And unfortunately, we don't have the updated rendering for this, but the idea is that it's still a canopy with a shipping container that you sell tickets out of. However, we've significantly updated it. We've canted the structure up. We've put wood on the underside of that ceiling so it's attractive. And then now we're just about to come up with who has earned the naming rights to the stadium, so we'll have that placed there. And these are the materials. I have materials on hand if you'd like to see them, but they're very similar to what we've used across the street at the golf facility and the office building C1. We've got corrugated metal. We've got burnished block. We've got this metal panel that looks like wood. It's very durable. It's attractive. And then we've got aluminum storefront and then a cement board product. And that concludes the presentation.
Signage?
They have indicated 4,000 some odd square feet of signage in the approximate locations shown on the elevations and the renderings. They don't provide much detail at all about the signage type, the signage materials, lighting. They don't have any comparisons of what the calculations would be if this would be based on the normal municipal code sign calculations. They haven't clearly identified what they have said that they do want the internal wayfinding signing, not the count against their acreage, and I've indicated that I probably won't have a problem with that, but I want that clearly defined, what that includes and what that does not include. They don't have any of those details.
So what we've got as far as the signage, what we were hoping to be able to do this evening would be get an idea on the amount of signage, that if that would be acceptable or not. Similar to what we've done on the other buildings, and looking at it, we can go through what the signage is or where the square footage all is on it, but we have a total amount of signage that we're wondering if that's going to be acceptable. And then from there, if we can get that okayed, then we would plan on coming back through the normal process on the details of all the signage. Part of that, they did just sign the naming rights for the name of the stadium, and there, and Alex and the guys have been working on getting their branding on the stadium as well. So once we have that, and that set the tone for the majority of the signage, and then coming in with the detail signage is through the normal process, but we're trying to get an idea of the amount of signage. Is that going to be acceptable? So what we're looking at is 4,470 total square feet of visible signage from the outside of the stadium itself. So we had previously approved as anything, which the other signage would more or less be on the outfield fences like you would expect to see, like they kind of have the existing ones in that. And that, if it's not visible from the outside, it's been decided that that wouldn't be part of the signage calculation on that side. And the wayfinding signage is certainly something we can bring back if you'd like. We just haven't got that all designed yet. So before we can design the signage for the naming rights, we're trying to get an idea of how much acceptable signage would be available. And of the 4,400 square feet total, 3,200 of it is in the billboard signage that was in the outfield. And that's counting both sides of that, because I think you'll be able to see it from more than one location. So we counted that towards it. So that was one of our asks, to see if and get an idea if we think whether this is an acceptable amount.
If it was up to me, you wouldn't get signage on the outside of the outfield fence. I know it's a revenue stream, but it's going to look like hell no matter what you do. That's from this stuff? I don't know how much of a revenue stream that's going to be, but that would be better being just architectural rather than have.
And then you can kind of see it on this side from the inside, because this will be visible from the other parking lots and outside of the stadium proper. We put that as a count towards it.
Again, Greg, I try to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an issue or an opinion on the inside the stadium signage. That's your business, even though it can be somewhat visible outside. It's the stuff on the outside, this stuff, that I personally object to. I just can't see how you're going to have multiple different customers for this and have it look decent. So you're going to have a Miller banner here and something from Coakley Storage here and something from the dairy here. It's just not, no.
The rationale behind it came from some of their other stadiums that they've seen. They like the look of it, and yeah, it is part of the revenue too. Do you have any more comments on?
So I think one way that we might find a way to make this attractive is if we did do like a steel frame around each one of these white areas, and then that. You know, each branding area would be contained and framed within that steel frame. The one nice thing about this structure that, in addition to the fact that it's a banner for the whole area, is it served as a backdrop. If you look at the stadium without that structure in the outfield, it doesn't really it's not. Containing the space, it's not defining the space, and so we just felt that a structure out there that maybe had lights on it, maybe had some branding on it, would be just a nice feature to just contain the view.
Al, let me cut you off.
Yeah.
Maybe I wasn't clear. I'm okay with the structure. I'm okay with the infield advertising. I'm not okay with the outside of the field. So that's a quick way to come down 1,600 square feet. He's going to be less excited about it, and it'll give all of us some cover.
Understood. And as far as trying to compare it back
that'll
to the UDO,
make the mayor happy.
Understood. And we were trying to do that and trying to come up with a way that the UDO, and by all our calculations where we try to look at it, it doesn't contemplate a baseball stadium and try to figure out square footage. I don't even know how to do it.
Get it? I think the commission understands that. Anybody else? Mark?
Can we tell?
Well,
I mean, what you could do is you could put a blank between each one, so you make three blank. How visible is this to the road? This shouldn't be visible at all.
It is. Yeah. The outside.
Great. Is the outside visible to, would be 76th Street?
Probably not 76th, but certainly Rawson.
Or Rawson.
Yeah. Okay. Probably Loomis Road, you'd see it as well. I think that would be, we'd rather not do it, but if that's what we have to do, I'd be okay with that.
And I get the revenue part of that, but long-term aesthetics.
Do you have an issue with the naming rights of the stadium signage sitting on top of that? Okay.
Personally, I do not.
Sure.
Commissioner Hogan.
Is it on both sides?
Yes. So the total.
Do you have it a blank?
This stuff is a both sides.
So the people.
It's not
there?
See-through. It's one sign here, okay. One sign on the back.
And you want this side facing the outside blank?
Well.
Or something
attractive, but not a signage. Yeah.
Well, like what? What would you want?
He's the architect.
Blank panels. We can come up with something.
That's what
a panel.
Just blank ones.
An architectural panel of some sort.
advertising on the other side, and I agree with the mayor on that. I don't like that either.
Sure.
I didn't know that you had it on the inside also.
Gotcha.
So I think you're advertising enough for how many millions are going to be in that stadium.
Sure. No, I understand that. If we can look at, as long as we can still do the naming rights of the stadium signage here, that would be visible to give the people that are paying for the naming rights the visibility they're looking for. And if we looked at that then in the totals, bear with me. I mean, that's 30, you'd take 1,600 square feet off of that total signage.
The other sign that I think needs work is the team name sign and then the beer garden sign. That's a lot of signage on one facing. And I don't have an issue with the message, you know, its intent, but maybe scale the beer garden sign down a little bit. I mean, and the team name's going to be pretty big, too, especially if you put reed grass or whatever that is. You know, so I think just scaling that back a little bit would make me happier.
Scale back that portion a little?
It's not enough for me to say no, but...
Sure. And you could probably, I don't know if you could argue, this would only be visible inside the stadium, but you probably will find somewhere in the parking lot you can see it, so we put it on the counts.
And the current sign package, where it says team name, it's a circular logo of the team now, so it's only located on one side, so it's smaller. And I think beer garden, we could definitely, it'll be called the Hop Yard, so it'll be we'll make it smaller in the when we change the name.
Oh, there's a bad joke, and I'm going to leave it alone. I'm hogging the conversation here. Mr. Deedle, what is the decision that you need on signage?
I do have a recommended condition in there now. I don't know which one it is. We'll get to it. We'll have to tweak the language of that one then.
Are we ready to go through the list?
If the Plan Commission is interested in approving it tonight, we need to go through that list.
What is the wish of the commission? Approve it? Table it. Is there a motion to table this? Let's just do that. Is there a motion to table this?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion to table and what length? When is it tabled to? The next meeting?
What would be a good time frame for you? I know you want it tonight.
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering what further information are you going to be looking for as far as tabling it? What information don't we have? I would prefer to obviously continue the conversation.
So we've hit a couple of things already. So the signage, of course. You would revise the signage. You could use the same exhibits, just, you know, cross out and change. That kind of stuff would be fine. The clarify that you're not asking for the zoning compliance at this time. We both can revise our materials to say that you are asking for the future structures to be minor site plan. I don't state that in the resolution right now, but I could put that in the resolution. You would clarify the points that you've already addressed, that the beer garden entrance is not, you know, 3 cargo containers, it's only 2, it's landscaping islands, because if there's no landscaping shown, I couldn't tell that it was landscaping islands. What were some of the other things we talked about?
Well, you're asking for a life safety plan, landscape plan, identify the easements on the site plan.
Some of those things they're going to not agree to do now. They want to do it only towards the building permit end. We could carry on that discussion at the next meeting. And I would, if I had a guess, I would assume that some of those you'd probably agree with too, that they could push it back to building permit instead of now. The bigger stuff though would be, I could go over that. I did flag which ones I thought were more important.
I mean, that's what I was hoping, to be able to just go through those conditions and if we can address them, be able to get some of this stuff approved. I mean, the amount of signage is, we get what's our square footage, what we tweak, that's fine. We know we're coming back in for the actual signage. But it'd be nice to know what we think it's going to be or have a number that we can design the signage to.
Okay, well, Well, I got to deal with the issues in front of us. We do have a motion to table to the next meeting. So let's vote on that one and then go from there. All those in favor of the motion to table till next meeting signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Mr. Deal, can you take the roll, please? Just for the record.
Commissioner Hogan.
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Aye.
Commissioner here is absent. Mayor Olson voting.
I'm not voting yet. Depending on
City Engineer Morrill.
Aye.
I'm not voting.
Alderman D'Andrea.
I said no.
Motion to table carries.
No, we need four affirmative votes.
I would prefer to see this cleaned up. I'll vote aye. So the motion carries. Four ayes, one no. So we'll table it. Would the commission consider a special meeting?
Depends on which night.
I'm in my motion to put that in there. We voted already. Okay.
It depends how far. The next meeting was the motion, so whenever we do the next meeting.
Right.
So if you're all amenable to a special meeting, if you give us 3 days notice, we'll do a special meeting, or we'll try to do a special meeting.
The next scheduled one is the 4th of October. Correct me if I'm wrong. That first Thursday in October.
Joe.
That's
yes.
2 weeks from today. I think realistically to do what you guys are asking, I'm not positive what that is yet, but I think it's going to take that much time to go through and redo it anyway.
And we're good. I just want to be
helpful. Yeah, I appreciate
that.
And don't get me wrong. There's just so many changes, and nothing's in writing or given to us, and you're asking for our approval on this, and I just want this, written down.
Understood.
That's all I'm asking.
Well, you guys have been fantastic. I understand completely.
Okay, given that we've taken care of the last business item, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.